and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Wow, what a glorious weekend in the wide world of sports, Mr. Damon.
Morning, Will. Yeah, it was great Saturday, college football. A lot of interesting games. A impactful one down in Champaign, Illinois. I think the highlight of the Brett Bielema era, beating Michigan.
Wow.
Sunday, you had the NFC North falling into place without the Bears playing. Boy, is that division tough. And big news out in Washington, D.C. with Jaden Daniels and the injury. But last night, and of course the Bulls and Blackhawks were in action, but last night we got our World Series finalized. We got the one marquee matchup everybody had been waiting for. And maybe not everyone.
Well,
but a lot of people in baseball.
Since 1981.
You said that this morning.
That's a long time ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels like people of a certain age remember the time when Yankees-Dodgers was a staple in October, or it felt that way because they were so often in the postseason. You knew the Dodgers rotation. You knew the Yankees lineup, Reggie Jackson and versus Bob Welch and all those things. Tommy Lasorda always there. And now they're back with the stars of the game, the biggest ones, Juan Soto, Judge, Stanton, and Ohtani, and Mookie Betts. Great matchup.
Freddie Freeman.
He didn't play.
He's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. He's got till Friday to rest, yeah. which is good. You want both teams at full strength if they can be.
Bunch of MVPs in the thing.
Bunch of MVPs, biggest names in the game. Juan Soto, we'll get to him, but goodness sakes, with the bat of the postseason.
Will Anthony Rizzo pitch to Freddie Freeman?
You remember that.
I do remember that.
Oh, boy. A lot of fun.
David, it's the most common championship in all of the major sports, and they haven't played it since 1981. That's crazy to me.
That may be the most remarkable stat that we will hear this week, and there'll be many of them because both teams have such proud traditions in history, but I did not realize that because it's been so long since they've been head-to-head in the World Series. What if I had told you in April or March or spring training, let's go spring training, that Michael Kopech is going to start the game the Dodgers would win to clinch the pennant? What would your reaction have been? And yet, Michael Kopech started the game the Dodgers won to win the pennant.
I would have thought, wow, what did the Sox get for him?
Exactly. Well, you know what? Vargas, right? Miguel Vargas would be the answer to that trivia question.
And two minor leaguers.
But along those lines.
And they lost two other players.
Well, along those lines, talking about that trade, who says the Sox can't impact October? Number one, Kopech starts yesterday. Number two, Tommy Edman, the guy that the Cardinals sent to the Dodgers in that three-team trade that Eric Fetty went to St. Louis. Tommy Edman had as good of a series as anybody in that Dodger lineup. He was unstoppable.
That was unbelievable. He was the MVP for that series, which is crazy.
Tommy Edman and Michael Kopech contributing to a Dodger pennant-winning team.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Thank you, Chris Getz. Getz, you get a ring?
So I saw a sporting event. I'm going to guess that you cannot name the sporting event that I saw.
Let me see. Boston University lacrosse.
No, it wasn't a college sport. It was an international sport.
Oh, my gosh. You went to a soccer game.
No, I did not. I went to...
Rowing.
The head of the Charles Regatta. Take a bow, Mr. David.
So I figured when you're in Boston, which you did, welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
That in October, there's a day way back in the day when I was covering college football where I went on a canoe ride on the Charles River when I was there for a weekend. It's beautiful. So imagine you can relate.
It was incredible. It was a beautiful weekend.
The colors.
The whole weekend.
Colors.
They had, is that the song?
No, foliage. Tell me about the colors.
Oh,
I didn't do any
leaf picking.
Okay, leaf peeping.
Peeping?
Leaf peeping.
Picking?
Peeping? Peeping.
Picking? Leaf. I didn't pick up any leaves.
So you went to Regatta.
I went to the Regatta. It's the head of the Charles Regatta. Mm-hmm. It is like this, it is a... It's sort of an international festival of rowing, competitions, and there are all these Olympians there, all these. It's this huge thing in Boston.
Oh, of course.
That they do. And well, I mean, there were like all these universities there. I watched the Texas women's team row down the Charles River for a little bit. It was pretty cool.
Cowboy hats?
No. They just had the burnt orange.
I wouldn't think that.
I know.
Texas would have a.
They got everything. They compete in every sport.
So a rowing team.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of New England teams, but they were from all over the country and really all over the world. All these Olympians were there, and they were interviewing all these people. It was pretty wild. You go down and you kind of stand there and you watch a bunch of people row, and then you walk over the bridge and you stand there and you watch a bunch of people row.
Well, I had no idea. My guess is you had beautiful weather.
Beautiful.
Beautiful fall day.
Beautiful fall day.
So great day for a regatta.
Yeah, it was a good day for a regatta.
And good weekend to be in Boston.
Great weekend in Boston.
You know, it just was a fun sports weekend overall.
That was pretty cool to just see a sport that was different, and I have no idea who won or how the competition worked out or what they were doing. It was 3 days of a bunch of people rowing on the
It was important to them.
River. Oh, yeah.
You know, it meant something.
Really big deal.
Had some impact in their lives.
Super cool looking.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was different. It was just
new experiences.
Yeah.
Bears weren't playing. You looked away. You got away.
I got away.
That's good.
I went to Parents Weekend, which I probably should have gone to last year, frankly. But it was great. And saw my daughter and had a great time. Really enjoyed just the wild stuff we did all weekend. Little weird stuff. Walked off campus at one point, about a 15-minute
wild
walk.
Wild, like college party wild? Or like unusually... to be find myself in this experience wild.
Incredibly super cool and civilized wild.
Cool.
Walked 15 minutes from the campus to the house where JFK was born, which is run by the National Park Service, if you can believe that.
They give tours?
They did give a tour. Went into the house. He lived there until he was 3 years old, and then they moved down the street, and then... They lived there for 7 years.
They give tours to the house where he lived till he was three? He barely made an impact
the
there.
The house where he was born. No, he didn't make an impact at all. The Kennedys bought the house back.
Yeah.
And Rose Kennedy refurbished it to make it look like it did when he was born.
Cool.
And it was just a, you know, I had the Kennedy. What? How more Boston can you get? I had a regatta and the Kennedys.
Bump into Theo?
It was really fun. Didn't see Theo. No.
That would be a big Boston experience for a Chicagoan.
I was in his old neighborhood.
Yeah.
Could have run into him if he were still there. But no, I had a really nice time.
I imagine there was a lot of envy in Boston this weekend, baseball-wise, watching the Yankees do what they're doing.
No one talked about it.
I'm sure.
So
you don't bring it up until it's over.
I did go. I saw a lecture on Larry Bird, as one does in Boston. It was more of an academic lecture.
But you would have enjoyed it. You're either in Terre Haute or Boston if you're going to a lecture about Larry Bird.
It was pretty cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it was good. And I mean, it was it was a fun weekend. Got to see my daughter. Got to spend some time. It was just a really nice all the way around. Had a little difficulty finding the Illinois game, but I did get to it.
Well,
so I got to see some of that.
You were treated
fantastic.
To a complete performance if you were able to pull yourself away from – you know, the latest on the Boston Bruins, or maybe he got a little involved.
I don't know anything about the Bruins. No, never came up.
I keep waiting. I'm going to bring up no hockey talk.
There
we'll
was
get to that.
There was hockey talk. I think it was Harvard played at BU.
Okay,
so there you go.
That's no Celebrini.
No Celebrini.
Nostalgia.
He didn't come back.
No, missing him now. Mm. You know, Boston sight of 17 seconds. You know that this means something in Blackhawk lore. But
of course,
we digress. The Illinois game was as complete a performance as you're going to see, or as we have seen, from a Brett Bielema coach Illini team. They were ready. They were tough. They were smart. And then they pulled the element of surprise. I loved the fake punt. I loved the fake punt they called. And they just did everything right. And Michigan is not the same Michigan, granted. Yeah. They are the defending national champions, but you beat them, and you did something that, you know, they hadn't done in 15 years in that program. So good for Brett Bielema.
Yeah, no question about it. It was fun to talk to him during the week, and then they pulled off the magic. So congratulations to them. And it's interesting because the Big Ten, among all the teams in college football seems really on its ear. If you get my drift,
depends.
Everything's a little
explain
bit upside
that.
Down.
I want to know if you mean in a good or bad way.
Oh, I don't mean in a bad way.
It's awesome right now.
Yeah, it's just...
It's awesome.
I feel like anybody can win. I mean, you saw Texas lose, which was, you know, just super interesting. There's just been so much change. College football, really as much as anywhere in the Big Ten, which is now expanded.
Much
which
bigger Ten.
Indiana remains undefeated.
Well, Indiana is a great example. More so than Illinois, I think Indiana is an example of today's college free agency. Mm-hmm. And where you go out and you get players and you plug them in and you play them here and you get a new coach who comes in and he says, you know, what do you want to know? Oh, me? Google me. I win. That's what Frank Cignetti says to people who ask him that. That's one of his more quotable phrases or responses. That Indiana football team, I watched part of that game. They're good.
Yeah.
They beat Nebraska handily. That wasn't even close. It was a blowout. The problem now is as they get ready to host Washington and the College Game Day crew, that's relevance in college football. That's something else. Lee Corso, I think, is returning to where he was the coach once. Curtis Rourke, their quarterback, is injured. So you're not going to get a fair representation maybe of a team that's on the rise. But you're right. It reflects just how college football is up for grabs right now.
They also have Ohio State left on their schedule.
Yeah, they do.
I'm just saying that's going to be, you know, let's say you lose to Washington. Then you're going to face a must win against Ohio State, both teams.
You're right.
In order to make the college playoff.
Tough. But you know what? At a program like this with a coach this new, you can win 10 games and not be disappointed in the least.
And I wasn't implying that you would be. I'm just saying they are unbeaten right
They're unbeaten.
Now.
They're like 13th in the country. Notre Dame is 12.
I know.
Illinois is 20th, and it feels like that's a little low based on how complete their victory was. And you know that they can use that as fuel. I agree with you, though, in terms of the overall state of college football. You watch Georgia and you watch them handle Texas without much problem.
No.
I mean, they made both quarterbacks look pedestrian, really.
They really did.
And then you start to wonder exactly when we're ranking these teams to really know how good or bad the top of the heap is.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting year. And it, in many ways, kind of lacks clarity yet. But it should set up for a fantastic finish, here's hoping.
Notre Dame plays Navy this week.
Mm-hmm. How about that? The two toughest teams on their schedule are Navy, coming up next, and Army. I mean, who would have picked
Navy
that?
And Army unbeaten, both undefeated, and Navy is not going to be any kind of pushover. And the way they play and how disciplined they are, they're fun to watch, and they're going to give Notre Dame all it can handle. That game's in the Meadowlands.
A friend of mine texted me and says, hey, I'm going to need tickets to Army-Navy. And I was like, what, you want me to talk to the generals and the admirals? I know. Like,
You know people. You might – you have connections to the government that not all of us have.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
I think that's probably the genesis of the request.
I'm under a lot more investigation.
Yes, you are.
Most of us.
I mean, you have ways. All you have to do is hit that secret button over there on your computer and be like, tickets? Tickets, bro?
That's so ridiculous. Yeah, no tickets, no connections.
So
don't know any of the generals. I'm smarter than the generals, but let's not get into that.
No, let's not get into that. No. Oh, boy. So, speaking of golf.
There you go.
Okay. The NFL had an eventful Sunday, as it always is, and we had a lot to digest from a Chicago standpoint.
Bears took a step back by taking a week off.
Yeah, that thud you heard was the Bears falling into last place.
How do you become worse when you don't play?
You didn't become worse.
Everyone got better,
You didn't become worse.
Almost everyone.
You didn't. Well, almost everyone. The Vikings did what you expect the Vikings to gradually do.
Yes.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they were in that game up to the end.
Oh, they were in that game.
That was a heck of a...
That was a
Jared Goff kind of cavalcade. That was him announcing himself a little bit as one of the better quarterbacks in the division.
That was Jared Goff announcing himself an MVP candidate.
Yes.
That was Jared Goff reminding people how good he can be. And yeah, he can carry a team. He did yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was also the Vikings, I think, thriving in the moment, playing off their home crowd, doing what they needed to do to get out to a 10-0 lead, trying to hold on for dear life and being unable to. That's a good team. It's a great division right now.
Yes.
But I do feel like the Vikings losing that first one, I don't know if that's a domino or not, but it could be the first.
I was watching one of the pregame shows, and they were rating the division, and all three of the Raiders had the Bears in last place before the games were played.
Mm-hmm.
And JB says, well, hey, Kevin Warren has already put a call in. He doesn't like the way we're talking about the Bears.
Oh, come on.
I think he was joking.
Why the Kevin Warren reference? Kind of a random team president reference in a football conversation.
So then he must have called.
He must have
called. It was very strange.
Well, he knows everybody.
It was a strange thing to be watching.
He knows everybody, and he hears everything.
They had that. They had them as the last place team before they emerged as the last place.
Objectively, yep. Did that surprise you?
Not at all. No.
And I think we have talked about it all along.
Anyone.
No.
No.
I don't think so. It's one of those things where you just understand that two things can be true. The Bears are maybe the last place team in that division, mm-hmm. which is the best in football, and they have made progress this year, and the arrow is pointing up.
The Bears are 4-2, and everyone else in the division has won 5 games. How does that happen? That's crazy.
So there's some fuzzy math going on here.
Something's going on.
We're going to have to figure out this out because we're going to get the question a lot, and I don't think it's mathematically possible. Mm-hmm. Can all 4 teams get to the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I don't believe so.
So Jared Goff.
The South will get 2 teams in.
You mentioned the Jared Goff statement on Sunday.
Yes.
My favorite stat from all of them on Sunday regarding the NFC North is how good Jared Goff has become. Bad news in Chicago and certainly in the division. The last 2 times a quarterback has had 3 straight games of a passer rating of 140 or higher. Aaron Rodgers, 2011, and Kurt Warner during his MVP year. Both those guys won Super Bowls that year. Both of them were most valuable player.
Mm.
And that tells you the kind of role that Jared Goff is on right now. He is doing everything right. Throwing off his back foot, throwing off whatever foot.
Yeah.
He's just so accurate, and he doesn't seem rattled.
No, he doesn't. He's had a successful career up to this point, did make it to a Super Bowl, but wasn't considered. There was a question of whether they just, in the Stafford deal, they just took him, and now he's like the leader of that team.
He's the leader of that team.
He's totally.
And you'd rather have him than Matthew Stafford. I know the age is a thing, but right now you'd rather have Jared Goff than Matthew Stafford. That wasn't true during the Super Bowl year for the Rams, but everything evens out. The Lions did not come out sharp. They looked like a team that was rattled in that environment, and Dan Campbell tries his own fake punt, didn't work. That didn't look like a team that was ready to play. And then they gradually resembled what the Lions have resembled lately.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but he actually managed the clock very well.
At the end of both halves.
Think about it.
I know.
I'm talking about Dan Campbell.
We can't have that.
No.
You can congratulate him for his charisma and motivational. He's the guy that is all emotion, not all intellect.
Yes. No, he did very well.
If he starts getting smart, that's a problem.
Yeah. No. You felt like that, and I know that they technically the Vikings had the ball at the end of the game, but you felt whoever had the ball last was going to win that game, and it almost held up because the Hail Mary, there was no time
left.
Well,
he bled the clock. Bled the clock.
Yes.
They worked the clock, and then they kick it and win it.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. And good day for kickers in the NFC North.
Yeah.
Brandon McManus, they pick up the Packers win on a walk-off field goal. Guy they signed on Wednesday. Welcome to Green Bay, kid.
Pretty good.
They needed to make a change at kicker. And then poor C.J. Stroud got the little brother treatment on his way off the field. Poor guy.
I love that. I love that. Jordan. Did Jordan Love call him over and tell him, hey, bro.
Hey, come here. Come here. Next time, I want to complete 50% of your passes. not CJ Stroud's best day.
Yeah. Look, come here. it was fun, and there's good teams. There's good teams in the NFC North, and the Bears are up against it. They're going to have to continue to play well. They got some interesting news. Is it good news, bad news? The Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels suffered a rib injury and had to leave the game, did not play the second half, but it's uncertain what his status will be. He has not been ruled out for this next game, the Bears' next game.
You sense it's going to be one of those things that lingers all week and becomes a game-time decision. Mm. We'll talk about it a lot. And, you know, obviously from a television standpoint, the game was flexed.
You flexed the game.
You like the matchup between the rookie quarterbacks, one versus two, when you compare and contrast their styles and seasons. But Marcus Mariota is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
They did not change their offense, and he looked like he knew it pretty well.
Speaking of high draft picks,
he looked like a very quarterback-friendly offense.
He's become a journeyman. He's been with the Raiders, the Falcons. Now he's with the Commanders, came in with the Titans.
The guy you were so quick to dismiss.
Who did I dismiss?
Cliff Kingsbury.
How did I quickly dismiss him?
I'm just blaming you for it.
You blaming me for that?
How didn't you hire him, Mr. Davis? Well,
I love the architectural plans that he was for that lakefront property he was going to develop.
He would look beautiful.
I mean,
this time of year, sitting in his lake home,
he would look majestic. If you want somebody to be part of a lakefront property, wouldn't you want him developing it?
He'd throw a better Gatsby party than Flusy. Let's just be honest.
Can you imagine what his place would look like on Lake Bluff? The scenes. The white parties that he would throw. They're all dressed
in white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Head to toe. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah. Well, they did well.
See, he's a good coach.
They were playing no one. It was just mean. I'm sorry. The Bears already beat that team.
They were playing nobody. Andy Dalton did his share. And how bad must Bryce Young be that he can't get back on the field now?
Yeah.
Your season is lost. Don't you want to see what you have? And if you already know, that's a problem.
That is a problem. But they do already know. They blew that pick.
Then last night, how about last night? The Steelers.
Yes.
Looking alive.
Well.
Took a little while.
Took a little bit, yeah.
Russ was rusty. And I think you understand that his last game was on Christmas Eve, they said, or right around Christmas last year. Then it took him a couple quarters to get going.
Who's more rusty, though, would you say? I mean, I got to tell you, like Aaron Rodgers, whoa.
Yeah.
You gave him everything you wanted.
They picked the right opponent to make Russell Wilson look young.
Here is our receiver. Wait till you see this.
Oh, my.
Gulp.
Gulp is right.
If Hassan Reddick can't save their season.
He's not going to save their season.
He reports on Monday.
That's the most ridiculous holdout in NFL history.
If he can't save their season, then their season is lost.
Their season's lost. They're 2-5.
And they lost 3 straight games.
Go nowhere. But did you see the way that Davante Adams looked to Aaron Rodgers? And boy, their eyes met. And
it was so wild. He was wide open. And
Maybe one of these days he'll be able to throw over the defensive line again.
He was so bad.
He looked old. He looked washed.
He looked washed.
Yeah.
He did look. He looked every bit of like the oldest guy on the field.
As the game grew, he looked older. Russell Wilson looked more comfortable.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson getting into the groove. And
Justin Fields didn't look comfortable.
No, he did not. They did not.
They didn't use him in any way.
They didn't use him in any way, and they kept showing him on the sidelines. Like, leave him alone.
No.
He handled himself like a pro. Leave him alone.
They got to get him on the field because you need
to. Well, in the red zone, they struggled. I wondered if they would do that. I don't think.
You just need that pick. He's got a lot of ground to make up.
I don't think that Mike Tomlin wanted to invite that kind of controversy. They had enough of it.
Yeah.
So Steelers win big.
Yeah.
Big win.
Big win against a really bad team. 37-15.
Jets stink.
Jets are absolute garbage.
Jets and Giants both stink.
Yeah, how about that? That's kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
I like the Saquon Barkley.
Mets game. Get eliminated. The Liberty win the WNBA title. Big news. Boy, if you're a sports writer in New York City, yikes.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a huge day.